英语大赢家，走遍世界都不怕。Winners English, win the world.
Hello, good morning, everybody. 大家周末好，这里是中央人民广播电台经济之声，现在为您播出的是迎奥运全民讲英语特别节目《英语大赢家》。我是江涛老师 ，This is Oscar。那在昨天的节目当中呢，我们聊到了关于理想人生的话题 ，right? The topic of ideal life.Different people have different ideal life, right? 正是因为由于有 ideal life 的存在，才使我们呢能够保持奋发向上的状态，是不是？ It's hard imagine, 很难想象啊，如果一个人没有理想会变成什么样子。好，下面让我们一块来进入我们今天的英语课堂。今天为大家准备的话题啊，情景剧呢将转移到一个新的地点， Scene 22 High School，地点22高中，话题一 Topic 1 Competition 竞争。那么谈到这个高中啊这个肯定这个竞争这个话题是必不可少的，毕竟啊现在高考对于我们很多高中学生来讲的话呢，是一个非常明确的这个目标，而又是非常这个紧张的这样一个追逐过程，是不是？同样和我们广大的这个高中生听众朋友一样，阿美啊马上面临的也就是高考的最后的这个冲刺，是不是？那么所以呢，在接下来的四天当中呢，让我们共同一块来体会体会，在高考即将来临的这一段阶段当中，这个 Benjamin 一家的故事。接下来听一听今天的情景剧。
I've almost finished today's task. I gotta go home and have a good sleep. Oh, I haven't got enough sleep since the beginning of this semester.
Me too. The college entrance exam is coming. We gotta work harder than ever before if we want to pass.
I don't care about the exam. Are you leaving?
No, I gotta stay for a few minutes.
But it's getting late. The last bus leaves at 9 p.m.You will miss it if you don't go now.
It's all right. My father is coming to pick me up. I have to memorize these math formulas.
Your father has been picking you up every day since the beginning of the semester, right?
Yeah. And my mother takes good care of my daily life, making sure that I eat well and sleep well. My parents have really done a lot for my success in the college entrance exam.
What university do you want to go to anyway?
I want to go to Tsinghua. It's one of the best universities in China, but it's very hard to get in.
I believe you can get in. You are so excellent, and your whole family is working together to support you.
Gucci, you don't understand. It's just their hope and support that gives me the pressure. Sometimes I do feel tired and hope they could leave me alone.What if I fail?
Don't be silly. You put too much pressure on yourself. Look, you have big dark pouches.
Oh my gosh, does it look serious? I didn't sleep until 1 o'clock last night.
What were you doing up so late at night? Sleepwalking?
No, I was studying. I always go to bed after 1 o'clock recently.
May, you are burning yourself out. You really need to relax.Don't give yourself too much pressure. I gotta run, or I will miss the bus. Bye.
Thank you, Gucci. I will. Bye.
您看呢，在情景剧当中啊，我们得知呀，这个高考啊就要来临了。这阿美啊正在准备做最后的冲刺。您看，这下课了呀，还在 busy with reviewing, right? 啊，还在这个复习呢。Gucci是吧？劝他，你早点休息啊。安慰阿美，那你说没问题的，你一定能够考上这个。啊，你心仪的大学的 ，right？ 你看，估计他这么说，他说 ，I believe you can get in. You are so excellent. 这个你如此之优秀，是不是？这个而且呢，全家与他并肩作战。可是啊，没想到啊，越这么说呢，这阿美啊的压力就越大了，是不是？好 ，whatever。那么呢，今天第一个地方重点单词 silly， 意思是愚蠢的、傻的。在情景剧中啊，这个 Gucci 啊指出阿美的压力太大了 ，Gucci 就安慰阿美说了。Don't be silly. You put too much pressure on yourself. 别傻了，你给自个儿太多的压力了，是不是？应该缓解一点啊。Don't be silly. 千万不要犯傻，不要傻。 You put too much pressure on yourself. 那这个地方呢 silly 呢是傻的是不是当然呢在这个地方呢它是有一定的褒义的感情色彩。好友啊为了安慰这个阿美这个让他更加的这个 relaxed, 所以才说 don't be silly, 别傻了别说傻话了。当然这句话呀说的地方不一样使用的场景不一样它的意思就不一样。比如说跟这个好朋友说的时候一般就是 don't be silly, don't be silly, 意思就是哎呀你别傻了行不行哎这是充满关心的意思的是不是有的时候我们看这个电视剧哎这个女主角这个被人骗了就自暴自弃了这个时候这个好友就说了 don't be silly, 这个千万不要犯傻哈 you were so silly to trust him, 啊他也傻了你相信他是不是但是呢放在别的地方 don't be silly, 它的意思又会两样了。比如说这个上下级之间或者呢是当某人非常明确的要做一件蠢事情一件傻事情要危害到集体的利益那么这个时候说 don't be silly, 那就是一句很严厉的话了。那就不是说别傻啦那翻译出来就是这样的别傻行不行你真是愚蠢是这个意思是不是千万别犯傻 don't be sillyDon't be silly, hey, don't be silly, don't do that, okay? Silly, 傻。当然这个单词呢很简单我们就不多说了下面 let's move on, 往前推进下一个单词。下一个单词呢就是 pressure, 压力。那在情景剧当中呢还是刚才的那句话哈说什么呢说 don't be silly, you put too much pressure on yourself.Pressure 的意思是压力的意思那在这个地方呢就是指的你往你身上啊这个施加了太多的压力了 right 那么这个叫压力那当然呢在情景剧当中的后面一句话也出现了这个压力这个阿美说了他说 Gucci 他说你不明白 You don't understand It's just their hope and support that gives me the pressure正是因为他们的希望和支持给了我压力我觉得我在还债是吧这个地方这个也是压力的意思我觉得我不这么做我就对不起他们是不是当然 pressure 除了有在我们的心态心理方面讲的这种心理压力以外呢还有什么呢比如说我们气压是不是我们说这个叫 air pressure 水压呢 water pressure 啊，都有这个压力的意思啊 pressure 压力注意读音Pressure. OK, 好接下来看一看我们的今天的重点词组就是什么呢 ?Burnout. Burnout 的意思呀它的本意啊您看 burn 是烧 out 呢出来了什么意思烧坏了是不是烧掉烧坏了。在情景剧中啊这个 Gucci 劝阿美他说啊 May, you are burning yourself out. You really need to relax. 你太累了。你需要好好的放松放松怎么说的 May you are burning yourself out 这个地方的 burn somebody or oneself out 意思就是把某人烧坏引申意思就是累垮累坏的意思 burn out burn somebody out or burn oneself out 意思是使某人耗尽精力拖垮累垮某人是不是我们造个句子哈You will burn yourself out if you work too hard. 哎，如果你过分劳累的话，你就会把自己累垮的 ，right? Don't be silly. 还得加上这样一句话，别傻了 ，right? 好，这是我们今天学的重点词组啊 ，burn out. 当然呢 ，burn out 除了有这个累垮、累坏的意思呢，它的本意是烧毁，是不是 ？burn out 也可以说直接就是本意。这个旅馆毁于大火 ，The hotel was completely.Burnt out, 啊，毁于大火被它全部烧垮了。好，接下来的时间呢，让我们来一块来看一看 functional sentences, 有关于高中学习的 competition, 竞争的有关功能性句型。The first one, the college entrance examination is coming. We gonna work harder than never before if we want to pass.高考马上就要来了如果我们想要通过的话我们就必须比平时更加努力 The college entrance exam is coming 考试马上就要来了 We gonna work harder than ever before 我们必须得比平时更加的努力 If we want to pass 如果我们想通过的话那么这个地方姜老师要更正一下是不是不仅仅是要通过是不是 If we want to go to an ideal university. 如果我们想要去一个理想的大学的话 right? Work harder. OK, 第二个句子什么呢 I want to go to 清华 It's one of the best universities in China. 这是表达我们很多哈这个小朋友啊是不是这个中学朋友啊一句话说 I want to go to 清华 It's one of the best universities in China. 它是全国最好的大学之一。当然在这个地方呢江老师也得提醒啊我们的广大的听众朋友一句是不是其实好大学还有很多 right? 千万不要给自己太多的压力 Don't put too much pressure on yourself, right? OK, 好那么下面呢接下来第三个 functional sentence is I believe you can get in. You are so excellent. And your whole family are working together to support you. 我相信你能考上你这么优秀。还有你们全家都和你一起并肩作战 I believe you can get in、啊、上那个大学的这个词组 get in I believe you can get in 如果我们身边有这个参加完高考的听众朋友是不是这个的话呢我们要跟他说了 I believe you can get in 来鼓励他是不是我相信你能考上的不要愁眉苦脸的是不是毕竟已经过去你要用新的精神状态来面临你的接下来要经历的人生所以说呢保持一个很好的心态是非常重要的 I believe you 我相信你 OK 接下来的时间呢再来听一遍我们今天的情景句
I've almost finished today's task I gotta go home and have a good sleep Oh I haven't got enough sleep since the beginning of this semester
Me too. The college entrance exam is coming. We gotta work harder than ever before if we want to pass.
I don't care about the exam. Are you leaving?
No, I gotta stay for a few minutes.
But it's getting late. The last bus leaves at 9 p.m. You will miss it if you don't go now.
It's all right. My father is coming to pick me up. I have to memorize these math formulas.
Your father has been picking you up every day since the beginning of the semester, right?
Yeah, and my mother takes good care of my daily life, making sure that I eat well and sleep well. My parents have really done a lot for my success in the college entrance exam.
What university do you want to go to anyway?
I want to go to Tsinghua. It's one of the best universities in China.But it's very hard to get in.
I believe you can get in. You are so excellent. And your whole family is working together to support you.
Gucci, you don't understand. It's just their hope and support that gives me the pressure. Sometimes I do feel tired and hope they could leave me alone. What if I fail?
Don't be silly. You put too much pressure on yourself. Look, you have big dark pouches.
Oh my gosh, does it look serious? I didn't sleep until 1 o'clock last night.
What were you doing up so late at night? Sleepwalking?
No, I was studying. I always go to bed after 1 o'clock recently.
May, you are burning yourself out. You really need to relax. Don't give yourself too much pressure. I gotta run or I will miss the bus. Bye.
Thank you, Gucci. I will. Bye.
Welcome back to Winners English. This is Oscar. 欢迎大家回到英语大赢家，我是江涛老师。您现在收听的是中央人民广播电台经济之声迎奥运全民讲英语特别节目《英语大赢家》。好，接下来的时间呢，让我们共同进入奥运图书馆。那今天我们又将要聊什么呢？今天呢，我们聊 entrance ticket， 聊门票，奥运门票。下面一块来共同进入由。嘉宾主持老师陈超和张婷共同为您主持的奥运图书馆。奥运图书馆。
早上好，欢迎您来到今天的奥运图书馆，我是陈超。
关注奥运，关注英语大赢家，听众朋友们早上好，我是张婷。
长久以来啊，人们都希望啊能够亲自的到奥运会的这个现场去观赏。但是啊，有很多这个条件限制啊，只能呢是在家里看电视了。
别遗憾了，开幕式和闭幕式票价为几百元到几千元不等，而竞技赛场的票价为30到1000元不等。
哎，张婷啊，你能不能帮我买一张门票呢？
你可以先去北京奥组委官方网站进行预定，再去指定的银行购买。注意了，一定要先去网上预定。
嗯，咱们所有的听众朋友们呢，也一定要注意，先预定再去购买。那么具体的情况呢，大家可以去登录北京奥组委的这个官方网站，我相信呢会有很多详细的信息。各位听众朋友，我们今天的奥运图书馆就到这里，明天见。
明天见。
英语大赢家，走遍世界都不怕，全民讲英语，
大家都参与。
欢迎大家进入行业英语每日一句。今天呢，姜老师再次为工作在公交系统的所有的听众朋友教会这样一句话。当然了，不仅仅是这个开公交的，在公交系统工作的听众朋友，还有呢平时坐公交的，是不是都可以学会这样一句话？什么呢？叫做谨防小偷。那么怎么说呢？ Beware of 的意思是小心。小心是谁呢？ Sticky fingers。 我们都知道贼是 thief， right？但是呢，在这个公交车上面，我们一般来讲叫扒手，是不是？叫做第三只手，是吧？那么这个呢，叫什么呢？英语当中叫做 sticky fingers。 fingers 就是指的这个手指 fingers。 前面那个 sticky 呢，是 sticky sticky fingers 的这个意思，加起来就是扒手，小偷的意思。 beware of sticky fingers。OK, now for the final time, 请最后再跟我读一遍 right? Beware of sticky fingers, 谨防那些啊手很黏的这个人，是吧？或者说那些个黏性很强的手，什么手呢？扒手。 Beware of sticky fingers, 谨防扒手，谨防小偷。好，今天的节目就到这个地方，明天同一时间同一频率，姜涛老师和您不见不散。